swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-XELJANZ.
And good morning and welcome to the Sports Connection on WKRV. It is 8:05 on this Saturday morning as we get started and start off with Vandals basketball coach Brian Buescher. And the Vandals will be on the road at Flora tonight. Coach, kind of talk about Flora. You saw them during the Vandalia Holiday Tournament, and I know that's a game that got off to a rough start, and it was one you got back within a point going into the fourth, just couldn't quite get over the hump.
Yeah, we really got down early. We got down 20 points, and then came back in the little bit of the second, the third quarter. It was a one-point game going into the fourth, and we really played well in parts of that game, and I think that's a turning point to where we've been right now. We're 4-1 in the last five games, so we'll see how much we improve playing them tonight.
And they're a ball club. They come in. They're 13-6. They've been playing good basketball really throughout the season, coming off a win last night for them. So it's a good ball club in Flora.
They're real solid. They're nothing flashy, but they don't make mistakes. They're good on defense. They rebound well. They don't score a whole lot, but they're efficient and they're patient. So it's a good, solid team, and they don't make mistakes. They make other teams make mistakes, and it's going to be a battle tonight. And I think we're ready to get out on the winning end of this one.
Yeah, talking about that with their scoring, I also noticed, too, that there's nobody that dominates for them. They're pretty balanced, too.
Yeah, the Johnson kid can shoot and score a little bit. Stanford, their guard, can shoot. Spicer comes off the bench, can shoot. Tolliver's kind of the guy in the middle. They're pretty well balanced. They can hurt you from a lot of areas, so you got to be really solid defensively.
Well, Coach, kind of looking back over the past week with the team, and we'll roll back to Saturday in the game against Salem. You went into the fourth quarter. You're down 10 points, but you're able to rally. You're able to tie it pretty quickly, really, and then able to come away with a one-point victory in that ball game. You only led one time in the second half, but it was enough.
Yeah, we got down 10. We were down 10 most of the game. It felt like we didn't play very good basketball for most of the game, and probably played a quarter or half of a good game, especially the fourth quarter, like you said. I think we took away the 10-point lead in like 3 minutes. We got it to like a point or tied, and played the last 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes of the fourth quarter really well. Turned them over a couple times. We were really efficient on the offensive end, and it felt like things were going our way, and obviously we scored with about 25 seconds left. They had called timeout with 8. Andrew Kelly got a big turnover and game over, and the kids were pumped. The kids were excited. We played a pretty dang good game.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about defensively, that was a big factor in that ball game because you got the turnovers there early in that fourth quarter to be able to erase the deficit. And like you said, that last possession, Andrew had a couple of big steals before that too. So defense was a big part of that.
I think Andrew had 3 steals in the fourth quarter, one off a little bit of a run and jump press, one off of a defensive rotation. They tried to dump it down to the post, and then the one at the end with about 8 seconds left. And defensively, we're really solid. We played without fouling, which is something we have been working on. And offensively, we're real efficient. We haven't always been real efficient this year. And I felt like it was a big win for us and a tight game that sometimes some of those last year would have lost.
Defensively, do you feel like that's been the strength of this team so far?
It's been definitely the most consistent thing. We guard pretty well. We match up pretty well with most teams. We defend in the half court. We rebound fairly well. And we're just real solid. When we play without fouling, we're pretty good. If we put teams on the foul line, we showed the kids stats this year that anytime a team shoots more than 12 free throws on us, we're 1-7. So we have to play without fouling, but be real solid defensively, and I think that has been our strength because it's been more consistent. offensively, sometimes we've done real well. Sometimes we struggle a little bit. So on the consistency side, we're definitely more consistent on the defensive end.
Coach, talking about a team that you did not match up well with, Columbia on Tuesday, and just tough matchups overall. My personal opinion, I didn't think the Vandals played that bad, especially in the first half. It's just they got a lot going for them. They got a lot of size, a lot of athleticism. They're a tough matchup for pretty much anybody.
They have a lot of weapons. We really struggled to score. Like you said, the first half, we didn't play that bad. When you look at the, and I knew it live, they only hit one, maybe two shots in the half court that weren't either offensive transition, quick layups, something like that where we weren't getting back or they beat us down the court, or a couple offensive rebounds. In the half court, we guarded them really well. We had to box out and finish, and they obviously had some height advantage over us and things like that. And then second half, it just kind of went downhill from there. But defensively wise, I thought we played really well in the half court. Offensively, we did some nice things and got some shots blocked and altered shots. It might have been a little bit different, closer game if we'd have got some of those to go in the first half. But they're really good. And they got a tough subsectional with Bree Central and Notre Dame and Nashville and all that. But they're a top team in the state for sure.
Yeah, and I thought
not top one, but they're in the top.
Yeah, and I thought defensively, I mean, they're big, so that already complicates things. But I thought they got after it well. They were in guys' faces. They didn't really give Reed any room to breathe. They really took away a lot of things.
I think that was part of their game plan to take away some of our outside presence, and then they're long enough that they can guard. They don't have to help off people, so they could play us a little bit tighter, and it was tough for us to score inside. It was a tough matchup. We would have had to play really well to keep it a close game.
When was the last time you remember seeing a team that big?
Well, Custer Rock's pretty big.
Yeah, that's true, but...
But you're right. You're right. And I don't know if they're 6'8", 6'7", like they're listed, but they're definitely 6'5", 6'7". They are, and they're guards. The two big kids are guards. So, and then they go 6'4", and then they're solid and bring kids off the bench. They're big, and they're just a very large team.
Yeah, they are, definitely. It was one of those matchups. Jeez, wow. And they keep coming off the bench. They got a 6'5 freshman.
Right.
Just a tough matchup, period.
Our goal going into that, win, lose, or draw, was to get better.
Yeah.
And I think there were some things that we did get better at. There were some things that we didn't do very well, and you know, that's part of the consistency thing. But I think we did do some things better, and we can hang our hat on the defensive end. I thought we played pretty well. And I think this week in practice, coming off of that game, we've had some really good practices and have looked a lot better offensively, and we hope to show that a little bit tonight.
I know those games are tough when you get down like that and not putting your head down and making sure you play. And so talking about the fact that you just wanted to get better, I mean, I was going to ask you that question. What do you take after a game like that?
Yeah, you have to you want to go to win.
Right.
And we talked about how we thought we had to win. I think our game plan was good. We had to execute it against some really long and good defensive team, but we didn't get that part of it done. But you have to take things from that, like the defensive end, how we moved offensively, how we reacted to things. And some of our reactions weren't good. But playing teams like that, I really believe, sets you up for later on. How do you play against tougher teams? You know, and next week we go down to Benton and play teams that play a different style, and I feel like that's going to help us going down there. Florida's a style like those teams too, so I think it could help us tonight. So it has to be something that we build on and get us better prepared for the next games.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say next, actually. You're kind of reading my mind this morning. So,
All right.
You got next week, you're going to see the Bentons. You're going to see the Pinckneyvilles. You're going to see Mounds Meridian with a lot of athleticism come at you. So you're going to see a lot of those teams. And Carterville later in the season, who's beaten Pinckneyville. You've got a lot of those teams still coming on the schedule.
Yeah, we really do have a tough schedule in the later part of January and February. So kind of when you get back to conference game, it might get a little easier. We got Hamilton County on Monday, Benton Wednesday. I believe we have Mounds on Friday, and then Pinckneyville Saturday morning, sets of earlier that night. So it's a tough stretch for us, and I feel like there's, you know, the Columbia game sets us up. Their teams like that, how do we execute against teams that are really tough defensively? Those teams down there play a little bit different style. It's a little more slow down. I feel like we are set up to play well and compete against those teams. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. You know, your Pinckneyvilles and Bentons are loaded. And Mounds Meridian has an all-state point guard. Yep. With the Gatewood kid, but you know, I think if we play well tonight, that bodes well for us going into Monday.
Absolutely, and it's a fun week. You know, it's a tough week. You play a lot of good teams, but I know that tournament can be a lot of fun to be a part of too.
It's pretty neat. It's got a lot of tradition. The gym is amazing. It's a good time to get it. We get away. We spend the night down there Friday night. Kids are more excited that they feed us pizza after the games, you know. But it's fun to compete against those teams and to come away with some wins. And it makes it tougher, makes us better for the stretch of the end stretch of the season.
It is funny what the kids get excited about sometimes, isn't it?
It is. They think it's a really long trip, and it's only about an hour and 15.
It's about the same as Columbia, really.
Exactly. You know, it's about the same as going to Carlinville or Piasa or something like that. But and it's all interstate, so it's not bad. But it's a fun atmosphere, a lot of tradition. Probably, if not the best, one of the best gyms in Southern Illinois. And it's just a fun place to go to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, we'll see you tonight. Let's get one then.
Let's get one. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Coach. That is Vandals basketball coach Brian Buescher. It is 8:18 on this Saturday morning.
For over a century, First State Bank of Beecher City has been providing personal service to its friends and neighbors. Whether you're looking for personal checking and savings, mortgages, consumer, or agriculture,